Across Maine, over the last 5 years, a group of schools has tried out an experimental approach to learning. They call it self-pace. The idea is if students decide how quickly or slowly they learn, they can stay more engaged and become more independent. But as Robbie Feinberg reports, self-paced learning has helped some students, but left others lagging behind.
All right, go ahead and come up to the rug, please.
Inside the Cornville Regional Charter School, math class is somewhat unconventional.
So, today, you are going to be working on analyzing errors in other people's math.
For about 15 minutes, teacher Susan Muzzy stands in front of the mixed-age class and gives a short lesson. When she's done, class suddenly changes. Muzzy turns to the students and tells them that for the rest of class, learning is going to be individualized. They get to decide what they're going to work on and where they're going to do it.
When your group is not meeting, you may be having snack, you may be using the bathroom, and you may be doing your small group work or your error analysis work.
For the next 50 minutes, the roughly 25 students in Muzzy's class scatter across the room. Muzzy then calls up small groups for short learning appointments every 15 minutes or so. Some kids work on integers, some on adding and subtracting. When they're not with Muzzy, they work alone or in pairs on different worksheets and computer programs. The school says it's all based on the individual student and what he or she needs at that time.
So I equate it to the medical field.
Travis Works is the executive director of the school.
When you go to a doctor, the doctor will look at your symptoms. They will diagnose, they will prescribe a course of treatment, and then they'll adjust accordingly. And that's what we want educators to do.
The two-year-old system, he says, has been a work in progress. But this model, with kids freely moving from lesson to lesson and class to class, reduces any barriers to learning.
This gives us the flexibility, and it doesn't create those barriers or those structures that get into this group versus that group and high versus low. This still becomes very fluid, but it becomes very manageable.
Cornville is at the forefront of self-paced learning instruction, but it's been discussed for some time in Maine. About 5 years ago, a group of schools came together to form the Maine cohort of customized learning to find ways to comply with the state's new proficiency-based diploma guidelines. Cohort Executive Director Linda Laughlin says the key is to keep students engaged.
The theory is if we build systems of engaging learning experiences where learners look forward to coming to school to learn, then they're going to move forward and they're not going to lag behind.
In towns like Auburn and Messalonskee, some schools have created systems of team teachers who group and regroup students every month or so based on how far they've grown academically. But this experimentation has often led to some confusion.
At one point in our process, we called it student pace. It created a lot of confusion.
Mark Hatch is the principal of Messalonskee Middle School, which adopted the approach about 5 years ago.
Many students like to define that pace as slow as they wanted to go. Parents were really confused on what should be done, what could be done.
This has been a common issue across the schools that have adapted student-paced learning. A report 3 years ago from the University of Southern Maine highlights those problems. Parents talk about having to create deadlines for their children at home because there were none at school. And students said without firm time limits, they fell behind.
That's the error analysis.
Even the Cornville Regional Charter School has had to change its curriculum only a few weeks into the current school year. At the beginning of the year, the school let students move back and forth between English and math classrooms in the morning. They could choose how much time they wanted to spend in each one. But some students, like 9-year-old Sedalia Savage and 7-year-old Natalie Cook, say it all felt confusing and overwhelming.
For me, it was kind of intimidating because it was like, I forgot half of what I was supposed to do.
Like, where am I going? What am I doing? And it was really,
Cornville has since changed its approach. But the solution, these schools say, is communication. Messalonskee Middle School Principal Mark Hatch points to the computer program Empower, which was created for students and parents to monitor learning goals.
We had to work through with kids and parents to say, no, there are still deadlines. There is still homework. There should be work being done outside of school. And how do we let you know what that is?
Cornville, meanwhile, has created a customized newsletter for every kid. The school also sets aside an hour every Friday for kids to meet with teachers who serve as their learning coaches. But the biggest change, says Cornville Executive Director Travis Works, has been in helping students learn responsibility and resilience themselves. For 13-year-old John Shea, the new learning style has already taught him to manage his time.
You need to know when you have done enough on one thing and you should go to another, so you don't spend your whole day on a paper when you have multiple other things you could be doing.
But based on limited data, the approach hasn't changed test scores drastically yet. In Messalonskee's, scores dipped a few years ago, but are now above the state average. And last year in Cornville, about 60% of students reached their expected growth on standardized tests, which is below their rates from the year before. But these schools say implementation takes time, and that if test scores go up, they expect self-pacing to spread across other districts in Maine. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.